there was always going to be a tipping point here, Hala, and we most likely have arrived at that point. As you were just saying, the largest political party in Brazil is now pulled out of her coalition, and she will not have the votes to likely avoid that impeachment process. And when that all starts, and those votes start in the National Congress, it will then put her government on pause for at least 180 days while she tries to fight that impeachment. And what happens in the meantime, Hala, is that a caretaker government is imposed. It will likely go to the vice president, and that is a man that heads that big political party that we were just talking about. It's with great vitriol, Hala, that they just announced that they were pulling out of that coalition, but these are frightening times here in Brazil. A lot of people are uncertain about whether or not a government that would replace the Rousseff government would be any better than the one they have today, and that is because a huge kickback and corruption scandal is embroiling so many politicians in this country. And people feel as if they cannot trust anybody to lead the country through what are incredibly adverse times. You're talking about one of the worst recessions in a generation that could still get much worse. We have the Olympics here in just a few months. And, of course, the Zika virus, which continues to stalk this country. I mean, Hala, such a mouthful. And right now, still very uncertain times in terms of what will transpire with the Rousseff government in the next few weeks.
Well, so how will this impact all these things that you're talking about, that the world has been talking about in connection with Brazil? Handling the Zika virus, the all-important Olympic Games coming to Brazil in just a matter of months. I mean, this is a government in complete chaos here.
Absolutely in complete chaos. If you listen to those opponents of Dilma Rousseff, they will say, look, we'll put in a caretaker government. This country is strong. Our democracy is strong. Our institutions are strong. We'll be able to get through all of this, and then we will be able to do what they call a cleansing of their political system. The problem is, Hala, that if you talk to anybody in the street, you don't need to be a political expert to know this. Things are just at that tipping point, as I say, and they are not sure that anybody can keep any of those promises. When it comes to trying to even revive an economy after the Olympics, no one is really showing a heck of a lot of confidence in this economy right now. Foreign investment is way down. Employment is up to nearly 10%. And there seem to be precious little answers, even from the opposition party. At this point, it looks like a large power grab. Dilma Rousseff calls it a soft coup, and yet the opposition parties are saying, look, something has to change.